proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. We continue with our series about Psalm 23, and today we'll examine how the Lord ministers to the sheep of his pasture. The 23rd Psalm describes ways in which God does this. He protects his sheep, and he ministers to them. David wrote how God, quote, prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies, unquote. The phrase he used conveyed the image of a shepherd allowing his flock to feed and to find water in an area where predators might be lurking. But the words David utilized implied more than just that thought. God not only provided protection for his flock, he even prepared the pasture for them in which they would graze. David knew something about needing protection. For much of his early life, he was beset by a variety of opponents. Whether they were bears or lions endangering the safety of his sheep, or Philistine armies threatening to defeat his countrymen, David wasn't troubled. He experienced inner peace because of his relationship with God. Later in his life, when his son Absalom rebelled against him, David was forced to flee his capital city. Nonetheless, he understood that God would ultimately work all things together for his good. David did not fear adversity, since he knew that God watched over him. In Psalm 23, David wrote that God, quote, anointeth my head with oil, unquote. Prophets, priests, and kings receive such anointing as a symbol of divine appointment and divine empowerment. Nonetheless, other interpretations of that act exist. According to Jewish custom, anointing the head of a guest symbolized making that person feel comfortable and accepted in your presence. According to the 7th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus Christ rebuked a Pharisee by the name of Simon because Simon failed to extend to him that simple act of courtesy after having invited the Savior to dine with him in his, Simon's, house. The expression, anointest my head with oil, can also allude to a service that shepherds render to their ovine charges. Blowflies can lay their eggs on a sheep's head. Within hours, those eggs hatch, becoming larvae. The hatchlings ultimately penetrate a sheep's skin, bringing disease with them. By pouring oil on a sheep's head, a shepherd gave that animal therapeutic value. David also exclaimed in Psalm 23 that, quote, my cup runneth over, unquote. He might have used this phrase as a metaphor, depicting the abundance of benedictions which God bestowed upon him. Middle Eastern householders had a custom of involving pouring sweet-smelling unguents over the head of each guest, symbolizing the blessings of the house bestowed upon them. An overrunning cup could also signify abundance, abundance given to the recipient. The Hebrew noun ravaya, rendered in Psalm 23 as runneth over. That same Hebrew noun also appeared in Psalm 66, where it denoted a place containing a profusion of wealth. Verse 5 of Psalm 23 thereby contained three parts. In the first section, David praised God for providing for his, David's, needs. God did so even when David was facing danger. In the second part of the verse, David commended God for placing him in a position of ministry and affording him relief from his enemies. In the final section of that verse, David glorified God for his abundant provision. David rejoiced to be part of God's pasture, the sheep of his flock, because David knew that God would protect him, regardless of adversity, regardless of need, that God would protect David and maintain that protection. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.